Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.
Charles Breda works in the Division of Non-Communicable Diseases and Life Course at the World Health Organization in Europe. His team is responsible for the world's largest and most comprehensive surveillance mechanism for childhood obesity. Xiao talks about the current prevalence of childhood obesity in the European region and the issues the WHO is faced with.
Childhood obesity is one of the priorities for WHO in the European region and also globally. One of the areas where we feel that we really need to do more is, of course, on surveillance, so knowing better the problem and the trends. In terms of the prevalence, we estimate that between 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 children, we're talking about school-aged children, they are already overweight or obese according to the WHO references. So we have countries in the south of Europe where the prevalence is over 30%, in some cases 40%, and countries in the north of Europe, they tend to have less, although there seems to have a tendency for them to come closer. This is based on the WHO childhood obesity surveillance that at this moment is already engaging with 28 countries, which is already more than 50% of the countries in the overall region, and including also countries from the eastern part of Europe, the Balkans. Then the other issue is inequalities, because we see that the increase in obesity in the region is really uneven. You have obesity increasing at higher speeds in the eastern part of Europe. You have differences between countries and huge differences within countries. People use different indicators, social class, income, and levels of education. And it is clear and really accepted worldwide that education of the parent is probably the best estimate of where people are situated in the social scale and is also a marker of income.
What's the strategy and what are the tools that the WHO has to counteract childhood obesity?
Well, in terms of tools, we have basically, you know, a strong monitoring and surveillance mechanisms to support member states and to kind of generate comparable data. Another one is what tools can also be developed to support member states in terms of reducing the exposure of children to certain behaviors that are less desirable and linked with overweight and obesity, notably marketing of food to children. So we're working on that with the member states, developing monitoring mechanisms, you know, promoting exchange of experience among countries. Another one is really early nutrition. We need to promote breastfeeding. We need to increase those levels. We know that nutrition during pregnancy and during breastfeeding actually reduce the risk of later childhood obesity. Of course, there are many tools that are important. Only a combination of interventions can actually be successful. So we're trying to identify local interventions, school nutrition and health promotion in schools, focusing on physical activity and diet. No single measures can actually provoke a change.
What are the predictions for the prevalence of childhood obesity in the future?
We expect an increase in many countries because there's countries, particularly in the eastern part of Europe, in the south, eventually still in an upward trend, and therefore it cannot change very dramatically in a few years. Definitely some countries are doing a lot of good progress. And we've seen that it seems that when the right policies are in place, and particularly the proper mix and combination, good results can be achieved. So at the same time, a word of, you know, caution and reinforcing the idea that we really need to be investing a lot on preventing childhood obesity at all levels. Otherwise, we're going to fail. The WHO Director General, Margaret Chan, just established a flagship initiative on childhood obesity. Ending childhood obesity, it seems it would be called. So it's really very inspirational, and it seems like a good mission statement. Three words, ending childhood obesity.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.